said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry.
Sterling, can I just tell you?
What?
I am never eating an apple again.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for being so interested right off the bat on my story. No, yesterday I was going to a bodega so I could get a Diet Dr. Pepper because I needed to hydrate. And they had these giant baskets of big green apples. And like my body was like, you need that. That looks delicious. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get one. So I got one. But then after I ate it, my throat was tingling. And then my eye randomly started itching. So you know like when your eye is itching and then you really dig in there to
satisfy? Well, you really like to do that. You like to dig in. Blair is digging in. If he has an itch on his body, it is unlike you've ever seen. An itch in his ear, he is doing the craziest.
I go to war.
Go to war. When I've seen you itch your eye, I'm like, your eyeball is going to pop out. And I actually tried to train you. And I try to, again, be like, this is disgusting. And
she would spritz water in my face.
He's like, there's no other way. I have to dig in. And I'm like, you could dig in less. Okay, so you're digging into your eye.
Well, it bit me back because I dug into my eye.
Oh, good.
And my eye got blood red. And my, like, you can kind of see how my lid is a mm-hmm. little droopy, but it was puffed up. And you know, like, when you scratch your eye so much that it feels like you have something in your eye, but you actually just inflame something?
No, I don't know that because I'm not doing that. Are you allergic?
No. So I was talking to Jimmy, my boyfriend.
Oh my God. This podcast has now become boyfriend. That's not my culture.
My whole personality is centered around him now.
Oh my God.
But he was like, I don't think you're allergic. I think whatever they do to like the preservative on the apple, it sounds like that you maybe had a reaction to that.
Well, you could be allergic. As your girlfriend, you could be allergic. Okay.
No, my boyfriend's right.
And is he a doctor? Is he a doctor?
He's a doctor of my heart.
Oh my God. Listeners, I'm so sorry. You're probably throwing up on the other end, but...
And then we blew kisses through the phone to each other. And I said, thank you for saving my life.
I never eat an apple again.
You could have said that a little more sincerely.
Do you want to ask me how I'm doing or... Should I just sit here?
Well, can you not mock me for scratching my body with such vigor?
You give yourself an eye infection? Yeah, I'm so sorry. That you scratched your eye so hard. You gave yourself an eye infection.
See, was that so hard? So how are you, Sterling?
I'm good. I'm good. Do you ever get no sleep in a way that you become a different person, but in the negative?
Yes.
You know, I'm very straight edge. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I've been sleeping so bad. I actually went to my roommate to be like, what can you do? I was like, could you actually like conk me over the head? Like, what medically can we do to get me to sleep?
Does she have a medical degree?
Yeah, she's a doctor. No, she's not. She just knows things, you know?
Okay.
And yesterday I'm hanging out with a friend and I say, I'm not really a drugs.com girl, but I say, it's become dire what's happened to me.
Ooh.
Because I haven't slept in about 48 hours. And so I went to a weed store because that's legal in California.
But yet you felt the need to whisper it.
And you'll never believe this. I wasn't even buying weed. All I bought was CBD gummies, okay? I said, no weed for me. But they were like walkie-talkie, so we'd show ID. Then they're like walkie-talkie, like two girls entering, two girls. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. We get in. No joke. I feel like they have assault rifles. Okay. The security guards. I'm like, hi.
I'm here for CBD.
I literally was like, hi, I just haven't been sleeping well. I was like, so I'm looking for something that has no THC at all, actually.
And they were like, wow. Okay. That is crazy. Anyways,
but then I like walked out with like my little baggie and I was like, I look so cool, dude. I was like, people are so, they are falling down in the streets. They think I'm so cool.
Well, let me ask you this. Is your sleep better?
Last night was better. I did sleep more. I'm still waking up once in the middle of the night for about 1 to 2 hours. And you know what I did? I went and did some night yoga. I actually did yoga about 3 to 4 a.m. to try to relax.
You have a real issue when you're doing midnight yoga.
And it wasn't even midnight. It was well past. Well, I did yoga right before bed. Then I slept. Then when I woke up and I couldn't really fall back asleep, then I did that again.
Can I pitch you something?
Uh-huh.
NyQuil.
Yeah, no, I thought if I can't do it, if I can't really like hit the hay this weekend.
Because we're also hitting the time of year where people are getting sick.
Yeah.
So you could preemptively fight a cold and get your sleep on.
Yeah, it's just so silly. It's like there's nothing literally more embarrassing than trying to have a conversation with your body that's like, girl, this is actually not going to help us tomorrow if you can't sleep. You know?
I really hope you get to get some sleep in because I'd hate for you to have to do yoga again.
I know. I was like, I was so scared. Like in the middle of the night, my roommate would like hear me. She'd be like, what the hell is going on in there? I'd be like, downward dog.
Can I ask, how loud are you doing downward dog? I feel like it's
no,
not
actually
a very...
I didn't do that. I didn't do okay, downward dog. I'm like, oh. I was doing cow, you know. You know?
Still, but like, are you breathing so loudly?
No, I'm just like, she could have heard my, like, my mat getting rolled up or something. You know, I don't know. I haven't talked to her.
I feel like those
yet,
are not today. Loud activities. I think you might be doing yoga wrong.
I probably am. But that might be me doing something wrong. But you know what we're doing, right? Having an amazing guest on today. That's right.
So true.
We have a dear friend of the pod on today. You know her from her amazing podcast, Kathleen Can Do It, and her other hit podcast, An Acquired Taste. Please welcome Kathleen Heaney.
All right, Kathleen. Oh my goodness, Kathleen. Kathleen.
Oh, hello, Blair and Sterling.
Have you ever had that many Kathleens come to you?
You know what? There are people who like to scream my name repetitively, like a lot of people in my life. So I'm kind of used to it. So don't worry about it, Blair.
Like who? Can you name these people? I'm curious.
I would tell you, but I would have to kill you as well. So, you know.
I was going to say your husband, but that feels too much.
Oh, please. I wish you would scream my name over and over again in a good way instead of like, why didn't you take out the trash? What did you do all day when I was at work?
Okay. So when he comes at you with these questions, how do you handle it?
Like, I am busy. Just because you don't see the physical efforts of my work doesn't mean I'm not working.
So what I'm hearing is your marriage is in trouble.
Get married, they say. It'll make your life happier, they say.
Do you think Blair and I should be getting married? Obviously, probably not to each other. I don't think that would last. But,
you know, tax-wise, there's a lot of benefits.
Actually, I have a friend of mine who suggested, she was like, when my marriage goes south, which it probably will, let's just get married because I have great health insurance. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that.
Hell yeah.
I hope that her significant other doesn't listen, Blair.
He doesn't listen, but she says that to his face. So.
Wow.
He stopped listening years ago.
Now, I have a question because this is something that actually just happened to me. And shout out to my dear friends. I'm hanging out with a dear friend yesterday. We're marching in the strike. And she says to me, Sterling, you said something out loud about my relationship last week. I won't say relationship in little bunny ears. Okay. And she goes, and now it's over. And you spoke that into existence.
You know, I don't think that you spoke it into existence, Sterling. Like, it's not like you're keeping a file on that guy. And trust me,
I don't know this man at all.
I have friends who keep files on their friends' boyfriends when they think they're dirtbags. They're like, he's
like,
definitely
like actual
married.
Physical?
Yes. Like, I had a friend who texted me a note the other day, like an Apple note or whatever on her phone. And it was a whole file on her other friend's boyfriend. And she's like convinced he's married. Because how do you date somebody for 2.5 years and never go to their house?
2.5? Have they done like a drive-by outside?
My friend who's keeping the file has, but she hasn't reported back to me if she's seen anything yet.
Well, it sounds like this friend of yours is a do-it-yourselfer. Speaking of which.
Oh. Yes.
Wow, what a transition.
You have a new-ish podcast.
I do, yeah. It's called Kathleen Can Do It. It's a DIY home decor creativity super fan podcast.
Now, as someone who loves the idea of doing things, I never do them.
Yeah.
So how would you sell this show to someone who's intimidated to listen because it might guilt them into doing something they don't really want to do, even though they thought about doing it?
Oh, well, here's the thing is that I feel like I am also not the speediest of people when it comes to DIY. Feel free to send my husband a message. He will tell you I've been working on our kitchen for over a year and he's really sick of it. But the thing is with DIY is that a lot of people don't even know where to start in terms of just making their home a happier place, because you have to live in a place where you feel productive, where you feel inspired, especially if you're a creative person. And even if you're not and you're at work all day and you come home, you deserve to have a place that feels like a sanctuary. And so it's not always about knocking down walls and putting up new cabinets. Like something as simple as just like putting up the right paint color that reflects the type of light that you get during the day can really make your home feel more special.
How many do-it-yourself projects are you currently working on right now?
Yeah, what are you in the midst of?
Oh, well, I'm currently switching up cabinets in my kitchen and I'm on a tight budget, so I'm taking down some, cutting them up and putting them back up in other places, which
it's really
fun when you live in an apartment and there's sawdust everywhere and like you don't have a yard to do it in.
Yeah, that's tricky.
I think I'm starting to understand why your husband might be a little mad now.
On edge.
I'm just gonna decoupage his mouth together so I don't have to hear it from him anymore.
Are there any upcoming 2023 fall trends for the home we should be kind of sussing out? What are the trends that are you thinking are coming in and out right now?
So you know how like cherry red is very big in fashion, like a deep, dark cherry red. Mm-hmm. It was all over the runway for the fall season. And so deep, rich, really moody jewel tones are going to be big for the end of 2023, the beginning of 2024. White kitchens are out, forget it. It's all about kitchens in beautiful colors and deep, rich colors. It's all about mixing wood and painted cabinets. Ooh. And gone are the days of the gray kitchens. It's all about sparkly accents, like putting in a quartz with like an amber veining, like gray marble. We're going to stop seeing gray marble so much because people have realized that marble, in terms of durability, it's not really durable at all.
Oh, really?
Not durable. No.
But it's so it's firm.
Mm-mm. No. So it etches.
Whereas, like, I just did my whole kitchen marble.
My bed loft is all marble.
A marble.
Oh, dang it all to hell.
Did you ever, I guess when you were like, maybe in smaller spaces or renting or whatever, mm-hmm. like I feel like it can be so hard to kind of like want to do stuff with the space, especially if it's like you have to either like repaint the walls or whatever. Were there any like little things you would do that were like so hard to like undo when you left the space?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was really big into glitter in the early 2010s.
Now that can be hard to get rid of.
Oh, boy.
And I literally had to move because there was just glitter coming out of the pores of that apartment. And I was like, I can't deal with this anymore.
Did you get your deposit back?
I didn't. No,
yeah.
I didn't.
Dang.
But that's also because I hung a really shoddy shelf and I didn't put the proper anchors in the wall. And all of my, like, I just left a big gaping hole in the wall that I tried to patch up. And I really did a very bad job.
Did you try to convince him and be like, no, that was totally here.
It was there. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I think like in terms of living in a smaller space, I think people tend to especially because smaller spaces tend to be like your first apartments. Blair, I know you don't have this problem because you're like a very stylish guy, but when you're in your early
20s, I know it looks that way with my NASA shirt, but believe me, I had help. Like, I didn't even buy this. My sister bought it for me.
I love the leg lamp. It's a classic.
Really?
Yeah, Sterling hates it. She was like, do you want to get a new background?
Okay, you can actually please feel free to give your honest opinion. Mm-hmm. Blair has been like, oh, I have this gorgeous shelf in the background of my shop.
I didn't
now.
Say gorgeous.
And I was like, he's like, look, I stacked blankets.
It looks homey. It says,
it looks like maybe that's the pantry, like the shelves inside your pantry, maybe, or like.
That's his living
It's not.
Room.
Oh, yeah, Blair, you need like some peel and stick wallpaper behind you.
Well, I do have, when I had an agent for about 2 weeks, and I was doing virtual auditions, I did buy one of those blue backgrounds.
Yeah, you could put that up behind you. All you need is a drill.
Yeah, that's another option.
Yeah, no, your shelf. Listen, I have those shelves in my utility room. They're great shelves. They're very
useful.
Yeah,
it's utility shelves.
Yes.
Yeah.
But doesn't it read like modern man?
I think it's
Your silence is deafening, you guys, and I don't like this.
Who did you kill to make that lamp?
I mean, they're wire shelves. I mean, the lamp is fine. You need to put it on a side table. That's all.
I don't like this attack.
I like this. This is good.
No, I don't. 2 weeks in a row, listen. I got attacked for my TikToks, and now I'm getting attacked for my style.
Okay, this is kind of all I can give you. I just have two posters.
Yeah, you've got posters. That's what I have behind me.
And I have a little blue velvet couch.
Oh my God, you guys have so much in common. That's great.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
So we have a Gamey Plans podcast called Heaven or Hell.
Ooh.
Now, since you are a DIY interior design queen, so we have some different interior design aesthetics choices that we'd love you to rank or love you to decide if it's heaven for you, hell, or if you're kind of ambivalent, purgatory.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Swapping out your everyday home decor for holiday-themed decorations that are in every single room. Heaven or hell?
Okay, I mean, it's hell for me.
Okay.
I personally don't do it, but I understand why some influencers you see on TikTok or Instagram do it. It's because when you work with a brand, they have their Christmas deals signed by August and their Halloween deals signed by April. So you owe them like a certain amount of content. And so you have to start putting it out on like August 15th.
Speaking to that, my sister, who is not an influencer in any way, she just loves to decorate. She already has a Halloween-themed Christmas tree in her house.
That's delightful. Yeah. I saw someone in my neighborhood had a Christmas tree in their window with orange and purple lights on it. And that's their Halloween Christmas tree. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not for me, but I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. So
that's so true. It's just, I feel like it's a very specific vibe that's like the swap out. And it's like all one, I think you are living somewhere with a lot of storage. So that really cuts down on probably the New York City populations because you have to be storing like literally like what, 1,000 pumpkins or something. Like it's great. Yeah. I mean, because you're like rebuying them every year. There's like a big home goods lean in culture right now. Like something is going on in our I don't know, the girls around my age group that I go, what happened to us?
I know.
They're like,
I know.
This is the best day of my life. I'm going to home goods again. And I'm like, what happened? I don't know.
On September 1st, are you guys familiar with Pura, the plugins?
I think so.
On September 1st, you bet your hot buns, I put in my spiced pear scent in my Pura, and it just made me so happy. And so I get it. Like a lot of people, they run to Home Goods. I'm not super into the pillows that say thankful. But, you know, if you're someone who needs to be reminded to be thankful, like by all means, get yourself a pillow.
You know, my sister had in her house over the 4th of July, she had red, white, and blue stars on her kitchen table that said,
oh, cute.
Red, white, and kaboom. Because of fireworks.
Yeah.
Sterling's so into it. She's like trying to be cool right now.
I'm like, where did she get those? I gotta get them. Okay, next one. A neon sign above your kitchen bar area that reads, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oof. No, I would never.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the neon sign, I feel, skews a little bit younger. Neon sign to me really screams, I buy all of my home decor at Urban Outfitters. And listen, don't get me wrong, Urban has some darling things. Like, I'm big into mushrooms right now, and my age group, really, I shouldn't be big into mushrooms. But it's 5 o'clock somewhere, I don't know. If maybe it said, like, me time is all the time, maybe that I might put that in my house or something, like tea time is me time or something.
I gotta say, this game right now, the more I think about it, I feel like it's very pointed at one, my sister, because she does have a sign like this in her house, but it's hand painted, so it's fancier. And I, as you were talking about the neon sign, I was like, I have a neon sign in my kitchen.
What does it say?
It says on air.
Oh, but that's a little different, Blair. That's like an on air sign.
Did you get it at Urban Outfitters?
No, my friend Christy gave it to me for Pride Month last year. She was like, here's your gay gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is that gay?
Oh, well, I'm just gay, and she wanted to give me a gift for the month.
Oh, okay.
She was like, this is for you for having sex with dudes. And I'm like,
on air.
I feel like on air is different than like having a sign on your bar that says it's 5 o'clock somewhere, or a sign in your kitchen that says eat. It's like, what else do you expect me to do in here? It's the goddamn kitchen.
Yeah. Well, I think we're also hopefully turning away from like drinking as a personality trait. And like the wine mom.
Now that's my other sister. Wow, you guys are just coming for my family.
Here's the thing. Wine is delicious, but I think what they've done to moms and wine, it's interesting. I think decades from now, we'll look back and it'll be like the tobacco industry. We'll be like, we bamboozled all these moms into being alcoholics, but we're like, but that's your personality. That's actually a really quirky personality. I'm like, we didn't have wine dads, you know, like, I don't know what happened. Again, I don't know.
I think we do have wine dads. They're just very closeted right now, and they haven't had the moment or the branding to have the vulnerability to come out yet. So
they're legit in my town, in my city of Hoboken, New Jersey. There is a liquor store called Wine Dads.
Wow.
And it, like, the grammar in it makes no sense, because it's just like wine and then dad's apostrophe S, but it's like dad's wine would make more sense. So it's called Wine Dads. And I just call it Wine Papa. It's like catchier, and I really feel like we should send them a certified letter.
I love that.
That says, please change your name to Wine Papa.
Okay, next one. Speaking of men, we all love them, don't we, ladies? Uh-huh. Number three, a man cave.
Okay. If you live in a giant house, mm-hmm. by all means, have a lady cave. I personally think I already have a lady cave. It's called my entire apartment, because my husband, I've broken him down so much now. He knows he really has no say. But okay, so this is a fight constantly in my household, where my husband, he tries to put up sports paraphernalia in his office. And I'm like, no, let's cover this up with a plant or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why am I not allowed to have things? You have things everywhere, all over this apartment. All I want are my Devil's hockey bobbleheads on a shelf in my office, a room that you don't even go into. And I'm like, well, what if I have to like photograph the cat in here one day for my Instagram? I don't want your...
Yes.
Like, I don't want your bobbleheads in the background of my photo. It's ruining my aesthetic.
Yeah. And is your cat even a sports lover?
No, my cats hate sports ball.
See?
I birthed those things. They don't like sports ball like I don't like sports ball. I think a cave of any kind is acceptable if you live in a house with enough rooms. But it's like, if you have to have an office or a man cave, like, go with the office. But if you have, like, I don't know, 13 rooms in your house, I only have 4 rooms in this apartment, I think a man cave is a no-go when there's not enough rooms.
Okay, next. Mm-hmm. A wicker hanging chair in the living room accented with intricately placed dandelions. Oh, Blair. Forgot you added. I wanted to ask you, I wrote half of this. What is intricately placed dandelions?
You know,
Blair?
You have them placed specifically within the chair. Because you know how wicker has holes? Just to give it like a little pop.
They're fresh dandelion?
No, they could be fake.
So it's a hanging chair. So like an egg chair.
Wait, hold on. Maybe I don't know what a hanging chair is. It like,
yeah, because I am so confused how you'd put dandelions.
Okay.
I forgot.
I thought it was just like a floating art piece that just happened to be a chair.
What?
You know, if you want to create some sort of dandelion throne in your house, by all means, like, there's so little in this life to be happy about. Like, if that makes you happy.
It's this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not what I thought it was. I thought it was an art piece.
Okay, I hate to throw my co-host under the bus, but get rid of dandelions.
Wow.
Okay.
This is not my day. I'm really taking a beating in this episode.
I mean, if dandelions, I guess, sway your vote, feel free to add them back in for you. But
okay, let's just talk about wicker in general. I think inside, when you get to a certain age, I want to say, like, I don't know, 33, you shouldn't have wicker furniture inside your house anymore, because wicker is meant for outside. Unless you live in a cottage and, like, Meryl Streep is your neighbor and Daisy Buchanan is the neighbor on the other side, and, like, you have a cute little cottage somewhere on the shore of England. I think then it's okay to, like, integrate wicker pieces into your everyday furniture. But I think that you guys are also talking about those, and I think they're made of bamboo. They're like these bamboo chairs. They're very in right now. You see them in, like, California homes, like coastal homes with big, like, second living rooms and stuff like that, where they have the space to hang furniture and the infrastructure to hang furniture from their ceiling on a big chain. And it's not necessarily like a swinging, like a swing, but it's just like a floating chair. I think those are cool. Again, it has to be appropriate.
Okay. Number 5.
Uh-huh.
A 12-inch wooden wagon wheel propped against a wall. Heaven or hell?
That is hell. And I can't even I can't even, like, make niceties around it to, like, not insult somebody who's listening to this, because
that's okay. They need to learn.
Oh, it's just absolutely heinous. Wasn't that from When Harry Met Sally? Like, Harry and Sally's friends,
yeah,
the table, they set
the
up.
Table.
Yeah, or like the wagon table. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, our last one. This is Blair's, and I'm interested to see what this actually is, Blair, in your head. Okay. A hand-painted sailboat mural on the shower tiles.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Is this a big mural?
I actually saw it in a TikTok video. That's where it came from.
Hand-painted tile is very in right now, but, like, more of the Moroccan category, like, more Moroccan style. Listen, Blair, I know exactly what you're talking about. And this is another, one of those things, right place, right time, right house. Mm-hmm. I think in a hotel in Positano with an Aperol spritz in your hand, taking like a 4 o'clock shower before you're about to go out and get your evening pasta, I think that it's totally appropriate. But in New Jersey, I don't know. And I really just think anywhere in America, unless there's a beautiful island in America somewhere other than Hawaii that I don't know about. And then even in Hawaii, like, sailboat stuff wouldn't be, like, super appropriate.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, so Kathleen, we've invited you here, and I think you know why. You have a little pickle on your hands. You have a story, which is hard to maybe tell if you're in the right or the wrong, that Blair and I are going to help you out with today. So whenever you're ready, take it away.
I have an ongoing issue. So this is still something that's happening to me today. And it started, I want to say it started in 2015 when Hillary and Trump were running against each other for the 2016 election.
Okay.
Started late 2014, early 2015. Like many people out there, I have a family that is politically divided.
Oh, yeah.
Sad.
And it is extremely hard to navigate this issue when you know that you are on the right side of history and that there is no way but the highway when it comes to my beliefs. And so I have this thing with boundaries. My sweet, sweet, sweet mother. My sweet mother who literally claps her hands in delight when I say to her, like, Mommy, let's have Rita's for dinner instead of a proper protein and a potato. Like, she's the sweetest lady. She goes to church every day, which, you know, I'm going to err on every day. And I just want – she goes mainly to socialize. You know, it's like she goes to see her friends.
Is socialize like it is in the South where it's like gossip?
Yeah, yeah. You go and gossip. You sit through, like, I'm sure during the week they do, like, us Catholics, we like a hard 25, like 25 in and out, you know, during the weekday. We're not going to sit there for longer than that. But she is so sweet, but also very politically confused, like so confused in that she thinks she believes one thing, but she actually believes another. And so I have a habit of, when she's not looking, going into her phone and deleting certain apps. I block certain phone numbers where certain political affiliates ask for money or they send misinformation. So I'm going into her phone. I'm deleting Fox News. I'm deleting all this other stuff. I'll go into her Facebook. I'll unlike anything conservative that she's like, so it stops showing up in her newsfeed. Then I'll make sure I'll like things like Teen Vogue, because, you know, really good political stories for her to read up on. Planned Parenthood, feminist memes with a Z, Democrats for iced coffee. Like, I just sign her up for all the things that I like on Facebook. And I've done this multiple times, and she's caught on to the point where, like, she'll flinch if I, like, reach for her phone. And I know, like, morally I'm crossing many boundaries, but I feel like also I'm fighting the good fight and doing the Lord's work. So what do you guys think?
Wow. Well, this is juicy. I'm excited to dive in.
This is juicy and kind of time sensitive, because, you know, this is something that a lot of people will have to deal with, especially with the holidays coming up, because, you know, that political conversation is going to come up specifically at the Thanksgiving table. So, yeah. Well, first of all, let me ask this.
Yeah.
How did you get her phone? Like, when you first started doing this, did you secretly take her phone or did you just do it in front of her face?
Well, you know, it's like parents are always asking you to fix whatever on their phone. Like, my phone stopped ringing. I don't know why. That type of thing. And then I'd just be like, yeah, hang on a second. Unsubscribe from this email. Delete this app. And I feel like, because she tends to fall into the trap, like many people in their 70s do, because they're more easily influenced than millennials or Gen Zers. They truly are. I feel like I was doing society a favor by, like, doing the small things that I can do and just, like, you know, deleting a few things that didn't need to be there.
What were you telling your parent as you were on the phone, like, unsubscribing to everything to keep them at bay?
Yeah.
So they weren't like, oh, this is taking too long.
You know, she wasn't, like, necessarily looking over my shoulder. She's like, hey, can you, like, fix this, whatever. It's not, like, I'm not getting your brother's text messages, or I don't know, I'm getting too many Facebook notifications or something like that. I would go to my Facebook page from her profile and then like all of the political stuff that I was sharing. And then I would comment, like, daughter, I'm so proud of you.
I love that.
Now, I have a few questions. So when you would do that, would she like come back to you like a day or whatever weeks later to be like, I saw that you did, like, was she confused that she might have been doing that herself?
She 100% knows that it's me. And anytime she says anything, I kind of play stupid. She's like, you know, last time when you got my phone ready, when I traveled internationally, like, I was missing a bunch of things. I'm like, oh, I have no idea. Like, that, I don't know. I just, like, I set your phone up for international data. I don't know what you're talking about, Mom. But she, like, she totally knows. She totally knows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you mentioned there's some numbers that you're blocking in her phone.
Oh,
are they like all political affiliations, or are these maybe even some pals you feel like are bad influences?
Or even family.
No, it's not her. It's not pals or family. It's like, you know, when you get a political text that's like, hi, I'm so-and-so from Texas, and I need to tell you about the way in which, I mean, I know this is not a political podcast, but like, you know, the way that misinformation spreads. Yeah. I have a story to tell you about how I came across a Planned Parenthood and there was a dumpster full of babies in the back. And you're like, this is misinformation. This is not even true. And so I will like block any, like I look through her spam text and I like block everything that I know is going to send her misinformation again in the future.
This is some amazing behavior.
So there's something else coming up.
Okay.
That I think I want to do. And you can tell me if I should do it or not.
Okay.
Well, just go ahead.
So
we can always cut it later.
I was setting up her. I mean, I'm just going to lay it all out there, Blair. Yeah. You don't need to cut it out.
Okay.
I'm not ashamed of myself. Okay. I'm not proud of myself. I'm somewhere in between.
Okay.
Yeah. Setting up her TV. It's a Samsung. I did this probably last year.
Okay.
She recently got rid of her cable box, which I think is a beautiful thing for everybody to do, because it's a lot. It's like $160 a month is way too much, especially when you're on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. But the free channels that come with her Samsung TV, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but when you buy a smart TV nowadays, like LG or Samsung, they literally have their own television network, like all of the free channels that come. This was news to me. My TV is not that, is like not, not new enough for it to come with those things. But all of the free channels are literally apeshit, crazy, right-wing conspiracy channels. It's not good. It's like Newsmax and like – and now because she doesn't have regular cable to access, she has the streaming services that I pay for, and and she has these like crazy channels where they just – it's not even news. She thinks it's news, but it's not news. It's just opinion pieces that they like – pretend to be news.
Right.
So I'm thinking of, because I set her TV up, it's like all underneath my email. I am thinking of maybe preventing her from accessing some of these channels that she likes to watch. I know she's going to lose her shit. She's going to come banging on my door because she'll, at this point, she'll definitely know it's me. But then also, do I feel that bad? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think that's amazing. I definitely think you should be doing that. I would go to any means you can. I think my question is like, so you said this has been going on since 2015 or so. Have you seen any difference in her opinions, actions based on these actions you've taken?
Every now and then, I feel like I'll be making progress, and then she signs up for something I deleted again, and it all rolls back.
Like, how have you, like, measured that, I guess?
Well, I did get her to say out loud the other day that she actually believes in climate change.
So we're working.
Yeah.
How did you get her to say that? Was there force involved or was it voluntary?
I said something like, blah, 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 this heat. But, you know, it's all climate change. Not that you believe in that or anything. And she's like, no, I believe in climate change. And I realized that me signing her up for the profile Moms for Earth on Facebook was a good decision on my part.
Well, here's something to think about. She could have also been saying that too, because I don't, is she the type of person who avoids confrontation?
She does somewhat, but you know, next time climate comes up, she'll probably say something like, but the climate changes every day, doesn't it? Like, you know, that type of thing. Like, the climate's always changing. I believe in climate change.
And have you resorted to any other actions to try to sway her in terms of like, not to be pro kidnapping on the podcast, but kind of like maybe getting her into a car and being like, oh, we're randomly at this sort of rally, to kind of learn more. Like, are there, have there been any other like light tactics you've used? It's just kind of in the digital world.
It's just, it's really truly just in the digital world. I mean, the only other realm that I spy on her in is constantly accessing her Ring camera, because that woman will open the door for strangers. And like, I just, how many times can you say, mom, don't talk to strangers? Right. You know what I mean?
Blair, are you coming to any conclusion? Do you have any more questions?
I don't have any more questions. I am feeling split. Because on the one hand, I agree with you. I feel like you're doing the good fight. We are getting to that age where now we are having to parent our parents. And believe me, I've done my fair share. At this point, I think I need to ground him, but I can't do it in a different state. So I get it. But then on the other hand, the old adage, would you want this done to you? Because, I mean, what if your mom was very tech savvy? Yeah. Let's put the shoe on the other hand, okay?
The shoe on the other hand, even. That's a new adage.
But let's say she was very technologically savvy.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, let me see that fun picture you took. And she took your phone. And then she's like unsubscribing you from all those different Facebook pages you follow and all this stuff. And was subscribing you to like Fox News or Breitbart Now or whatever.
I'm trying to think in terms of politically, I'm going to put this into terms that would really hit me. It would be a true dagger to my heart.
Okay.
She would be unsubscribing me from Domino magazine.
Wait, what's that? Is that a pizza magazine?
What? No, you don't know what Domino magazine is?
I know what Domino is.
Sterling, you know what Domino magazine is. Oh my God. It is the most delightful design forward magazine where
I mean, look at my apartment. Do you think I'm looking at design magazines?
I feel like Domino magazine is a pretty famous magazine, but like maybe my interests are just so niche that I think like everybody
maybe
knows about the things that I like. So Domino magazine, we'll say it is the glamour of home decor, right? And then so maybe she's unsubscribing me from Domino and then signing me up for like Farmhouse R Us or something. That might really hurt my heart. But like politically, I don't know. If she were signing me up for things that were conservative and I'm obviously very liberal, I would just be like, oh, mom's been at it again. You know what I mean? Like, because it's not going to change who I am at my core. But like, I feel like my efforts could change who she is at the core. I know that she is somebody who loves other people. Like, if I ask her about abortion, like, mom, do you think you have the right to tell anybody what they should do with their bodies? She'll be like, no.
Okay, well, I'm feeling a lot of waste. One, when you said, what if your parents signed you up for all this stuff on your phone? All I could think of, that would be hell. I actually was like, I'd throw my phone away. I'd be like, I'd actually beat social media once and for all. I'd be like, I'd just get rid of everything for good. And I'd be way happier. Yeah. So maybe I couldn't do that to myself. I'll bamboozle myself. but obviously, I'm like, you're doing great work. Here's the thing. Ultimately, you're up against a machine. You're up against a machine that is working tirelessly. So to even try to be like, you know, hammering away slightly to try to get any information that's not extremely spun with misinformation or whatever, amazing. I think my only question is, as we talked about, has the pendulum really swung from these actions? Is if you should be doing more, aka taking some of my tactics. I said, like, maybe put her in a car, you're gonna take her to like an Elizabeth Warren rally or whatever you want to take her to. That, like, in person, maybe getting her more like on the front lines, seeing things in action, putting phones away. And it's just, I think it's a question of maybe is there another tactic? I think this is an amazing start, but we have an election coming up. And can there be more? Can we actually be doing more?
Yeah, I just wanted to pose that original question, like if the shoe was on the other hand. But
yeah,
truthfully, you
are. I probably would be mad.
But, yeah. But the thing that I think leans you more in the good category is, for one thing, you are doing the Lord's work, you know? You're fighting a good fight, like you said. And also, too, another key component, you have been transparent about your actions. So she knows it's happening. So I think subliminally, she kind of wants this, and that she's like, I need a palate cleanser, but I'm too afraid. I need someone to hold my hand, like me daughter.
Yeah. You know, a good technological palate cleanser, whatever the equivalent to Pear Sorbet is in the technology world, I think is a good idea for everybody every now and then. But just imagine if everybody was willing to really cross that line as I am, every millennial with a parent who's confused. I feel like collectively we could all make a huge difference by jerry-rigging our parents' phones.
I think it's going to start, dare I say, on this podcast with your story, because you have motivated, I'm going to say it, an entire generation of listeners.
So true. The whole generation listens to this podcast.
It starts with one story. Yours, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get her to an actual rally instead of going on her Facebook and commenting on my own personal rally photos. I'm so proud of you, daughter.
Wait, so Blair, what did you decide? Is this bad or good?
Oh, this is good behavior. Yeah, I'm saying good. Wait.
Well, because I said bad because I think she could be doing more.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So it's sort of like a good. It's like
it's sort of like a good. It's obviously we're good, but I'm like, do more, right? So Kathleen, when we come to a split in the road, we ask our guests to put 30 seconds on the timer. We honestly haven't had a split in a while. Put 30 seconds on the timer, and you are going to argue for whichever side you believe you should be deemed good or bad.
The timer begins now.
I believe that my actions are good because all is fair in love and war, and I will go to war for love. Mic drop. That's it. That's all I have to say.
16 seconds to spare. Wow. Do you want to add anything else for extra credit?
I mean,
she did it.
Love is love.
Okay. I think I've been swayed. I forgot about love is love is love. Mm-hmm. And that is mm-hmm. so true.
And my sister has that sign hanging on her wall. It was neon. In neon. We knew this all along, and yet we forget. Sometimes we forget.
Kathleen, you've been officially deemed
good behavior.
Oh my God. Woo-hoo. I'm so happy.
So because you've been deemed good behavior, you know, sometimes when you win a reward that's as prestigious as this, being deemed good behavior, mm-hmm. naturally you have to give an acceptance speech. And sometimes that can be difficult. I know sometimes preparing a speech, oh my gosh, I mean, yes, I deserve this reward, but like, what do I say? I'm not prepared. I wasn't expecting it. Well, don't worry, because we have your acceptance speech prepared right now.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you for writing it for me. Whoa, I truly did not expect this. And as a kid, which was just yesterday, since I am very, very young, I always dreamed that a panel of two peers who host a 4.9-star podcast listened to by an average of 150 people would look at me and decide if I am a good person or a bad person. So all I say to this is that dreams really do come true.
Wow, what a beautiful acceptance.
And thank you for including us in your big honor. That was, oh my God.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And everybody also that voted for your 4.9-star podcast.
Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for coming on today. Before we wrap up, can you tell listeners where they can follow you? Anything upcoming to plug?
Oh, yes. You can follow me on Instagram at Kathleen Loves Color. And then my podcast, Kathleen Can Do It, DIY. Everywhere that you listen to podcasts, if you listen to Apple Podcasts, please rate, review, and subscribe. I guess also Spotify now, because that's like I guess, the premier
it's up and coming
podcast channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. As they're all saying, they like Spotify is all about the video podcasting these days. I publish episodes every Thursday, and we have an upcoming interview with Instagram star and interior designer DeBito, LA native. Mm-hmm. He is a wonderful, wonderful designer, and he just came out with a new book. And the podcast is just really fun. And listen, even if you don't like to decorate your home, there's inspiration to be found everywhere for everybody.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.